Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studio, the voice of the Tri-County. This morning, I have the pleasure of having Brian Trust with me. Brian owns and operates Trust Family Auto Sales in Godfrey, Illinois. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, love having you. So, Brian, you have a family-owned auto sales. And tell me that. Why is it family? I haven't heard that term much in auto sales, but Trust Family-Owned Auto Sales. Tell me about, how's family to you?
Family's everything, which is actually pretty interesting. When I worked at another car lot and I had visions of opening up my own, it was actually recommended to me that if I was to open anything, to make sure it said Trust Family. And I took that advice, and ever since 2005, we're still running strong.
Yeah. Now, so you are a family man. Yeah, you're married, I assume. Mm-hmm. And so...
Two families, they say, but with the same woman. So we met in high school.
Yeah.
We have six kids. The oldest is 30, and the youngest just turned 10.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so people are like, Trust, is that the same wife? And absolutely. You know, you could just say we started over again, and I'm gratefully blessed to get a second chance of being a more improved husband and father.
So, six children.
Yes.
Wow, you don't see that every day.
No, just don't hide the remote control on me.
Oh, shoot. So, what's your wife's name?
Lisa.
Lisa. Does Lisa help you in the business?
Absolutely. And, you know, you hear this stuff as memes or what have you, but I'm just going to put it out there on air. Behind every good man's a great woman. So thank you, honey.
Yes. And boy, that's there's a lot of truth to that. That's for sure. So what kind of operation do you run? Tell me a little bit about it.
So what we're pretty excited about is I've worked at numerous car lots, some good, some bad. But what I feel when I opened up the car lot was to take all the bad habits out of the business and provide a great, comfortable work atmosphere. So even with my employees putting it out on the air, sometimes I'm like, hey, I can't afford to pay you what these franchise guys pay you, but I will provide you the best work atmosphere. And one of the things to highlight on that is most retail sales, people earn commissions. Mm-hmm. That's not how we operate. Everybody gets paid at the car lot. So if a guy's on his day off in the sales world, you know, there's a fear that this customer came in, bought a car, and they didn't get credit for it. That's not how we operate. We operate as a team, and it's pretty much making sure that the customer gets top-notch service. And again, when the car gets delivered, everybody gets paid.
So, you know, I've heard of bars doing this, you know, where the bartender gets tips, but they don't keep their tips for themselves. Because sometimes you'll be working... You know, sometimes you're not working the greatest shift. Sometimes shifts are more busy than other shifts, but that way everybody's working the same shift. They take it, they pool it, and split it up. Do you do that? Is that the way you're doing?
Absolutely. I think it's fantastic. This way, you know, if a customer comes in and has questions or even a complaint, you know, you don't have a salesperson say, well, you're not my customer. That's not the right attitude to have. You know, if there's a question, we need to answer it. If there's a complaint, we need to address it. And this way, everybody has an invested interest.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, since, again, we've opened in 2005, and we're thriving. Mm-hmm. And I really believe it's what we put into play.
I would probably think also that what goes on, I don't know that much about it, about your business per se, but I would assume that if you have a salesperson and they're not doing their job, they probably get voted off the island.
And that's what, yeah. In
retail, I mean, everybody's got to pull their weight.
They got to pull their weight. But what's really awesome, for example, Logan, he's been with me going on 9 years, no experience in the car business. Jacob, I got him started in the car business. He has left, and he's back with us. So, you know, the nice thing is between the three of us, there's three different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
With the same end game. So we all complement one another. So when you're saying someone's not carrying a weight, someone's pulling their weight in other avenues.
Uh-huh.
The car business isn't always about, hi, welcome to Trust Family Auto Sales. Can I sell you a car? there's being a family-owned and operated facility, there's so much behind the scenes, so much prep that gets involved in before we even talk to a customer.
And I imagine just the short time that I've met you, just in the last 5 minutes, yeah, 10 minutes, that you do take your young salesman under your wing and you educate them and help them immensely, probably.
Absolutely. It's what you said earlier. If someone's not carrying their weight, it's a hiatus. You could ask anybody who's been employed with me. If they fail, I blame myself. Mm-hmm. Because I need to invest anybody who's representing the Trust family name.
Yeah, I like that philosophy. That's a good one.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. So at the Trust family auto sales, what sets you apart? I mean, there is, you know, automobiles are expensive.
Yes.
You know, and some people, I mean, there's, I've had people working for me, you know, they needed a car. They needed to get back and forth to work. Something happens to their car. It gets totaled out, whatever, and they need one. Sometimes it's kind of tough. I've actually helped finance many cars for employees. But what about Trust Family Auto? How can they help somebody that really needs one, but financially they're not real set? How can you help them?
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up because I feel that's what sets us apart. You're absolutely right. After COVID, prices have went up. Things are tough with inflation. So, you know, when you speak affordable and financial, not everybody's sitting with the best credit. And I'm going to touch on something else here in another second. But all of us, life. You know, life's like a roller coaster. It has its ups and downs, whether it be relationships, health, and in this topic, financing. So when people go to purchase a car, they might not always have the means, which I'm speaking of credit, to purchase a car. We specialize in financing for everybody. Somebody's an 800 credit score with great credit, whatever the prime interest rate is with your local credit unions, they're going to get that. And there's some people who are not as fortunate. They don't qualify for that, but we do have... for example, let me touch base on our worst case scenario program.
Sure.
And what I'm sharing with you is what I share with our customers. I'll tell you about this worst case scenario. If you like what I have to say, then let's talk more. And we have a program called Affordability. I would like to believe, and I'll just kind of put you on the spot. Don't punch me because you're bigger than me. But what I was going to say is, would you agree with me when you are purchasing a house or purchasing a car? Would you believe that they're going to judge you based on your credit?
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about that.
So yeah. I'm going to tell our Jerseyville area, our radio listeners, what if I told you I can get you approved based on income, not credit?
That'd be nice. That'd be so real
it's
nice.
Unheard of. Would
yeah,
you agree?
Yeah. It'd be real nice.
So the reality is, trust, what's the catch? Well, this is where we like to be transparent. There is no catch. The reality is I can get anybody approved up to 25% of their gross monthly income. So let me be clear. When I say that, that does not mean that that is what your car payment is. It's what you're pre-approved up to.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to use the question, what's the catch? It's a reality. The down payment is based on your credit.
Okay.
Because it's a bigger risk. But the banks are saying, hey, we'll give you a second chance. Oh, is this your third chance? Or whatever chance it is, we're willing to give you a chance.
I see. Yeah.
That's what we're excited about is no cosigner needed. You normally have to hear, well, you need a cosigner.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. Can a cosigner better the situation? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's not enough radio time for us to talk about all the variables. But like I said, let's talk about the worst case scenario. And the worst case scenario, again, is the affordable program where you're approved based on income, not credit.
Gotcha.
Income even meaning Social Security disability.
Yeah. You can talk to anybody. You can talk to anybody and help them get a car.
Absolutely. Yeah. We like to create opportunities. Everything's based on an individual basis, not a, you know, like I said, there's some car lots that I worked with and you simply get stereotyped. We're not here to judge, mm-hmm. because even as employees, we have some of life's hurdles. So again, I like to use the word being transparent, genuine. We like to say where others say no, we say yes. Mm-hmm. We just have to find the means to make it work.
All right. So is that what you might call your magic you were talking about earlier, the magic with you?
Yeah, so Magic, yeah, I chuckle because, yes, Magic and the financing where, you know, Accolades in the bi-state area, you know, we're known for helping people with financing. Magic, I was bringing up in social media. Of course, I'm going to need some help, but I also, most car dealers don't like when I educate the consumer. It's like a magician. You see a great trick and nobody wants to tell you the magic of how they did it. Well, I have a YouTube channel, Brian the Car Guy on Facebook, and there's tutorials on there that if you're going to buy a car or you want to know more about the business, I like to shoot videos on how to educate yourself on approaching the car dealer or, more importantly, approaching the car.
So educate everybody where they could watch these tutorials.
So this is where I need help. Right now I'm on TikTok, known as Dorky Dad. Now my Dorky Dad is 300 pounds of fun, full of entertainment. If you're having a depressed day and you could use a smile, I hope I give you one. If you're watching my videos, make sure you like them. But getting to the more tutorial, YouTube, Twitch, Facebook. Again, I'm actually looking for some help in that area for some editing, but I truly like to give you an idea. We talked about not being familiar that you can get a car loan based on affordability and not credit. These tutorials are, for example, like this. Are you familiar as a listener that you're driving your car and your check engine light is not on, but your car could have a code? So a lot of times when you go to a car lot, you're test driving the car and it's peachy cream. You love the car and you choose to buy the car. It is unfortunate that there are some dealers out there who reset those lights. Mm. Because if the light's not on, it doesn't raise
awareness.
Absolutely. So I tell people, as simple as $20-$30, they can go out and buy what they call an OBD machine. It's called onboard diagnostic. Or if it's not affordable for you, before you buy the car, on your test drive, take it to AutoZone, take it to O'Reilly's. They plug this in and it will tell you if there's stored codes on your car.
I see.
So again, that's what I'm talking about, the magic. We, Trust Family Auto Sales, we do our due diligence to sell you the best possible car there is. Mm-hmm. However, I remind people, we are humans and they are machines. General public, radio listeners, I promise you there's no timer on these cars. A light can pop up at any given time, and sometimes they're as simple as a gas cap. So the whole purpose of talking about this is just educating consumers, just to take invested interest. When you commit to a 5-year loan, what's another 20 minutes of your time?
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I saw one of your tutorials, and it was pretty funny. It was good. I liked it.
I appreciate that.
It got some attention.
Yes.
So social media, you advertise heavy on social media, and I know you're going to advertise also with WJBM, which we appreciate that.
Super excited to be a part of the Jerseyville community.
And I'm sure you'll get together some good commercials. If they're anything like your tutorials, they should be some good ones.
I'd like to say, if you're listening to this interview and you hear me on the radio and you like it, please reach out to the station and give them some thumbs up out here.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll send some people your way, far as through your commercials and through this interview. As far as on the lot, how many cars you got? How many you got selling?
I think currently right now we're sitting on about 70.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So pre-COVID, we would stock about 100.
Okay.
COVID did change a lot of things. I'd like to say when I first opened up in 05, I was the king of $5,000 and below. But I know everybody listening, that is a tough price range to find these days. So I think right now the most affordably priced car is $49.95 on up to $40,000.
All right.
I also want to share with you, every car does come with our warranty. What I meant earlier, I said we do our due diligence. I buy the cars. I hook up an OBD to every car before I test drive them, check them out. Then we have hire drivers who take our cars to our repair shop. The repair shop checks them out. My reconditioning bill is up there, and I'll share it with anybody. We park them on the lot. And then again, usually a test drive is anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So we like to tell you, hey, we'll stand behind the car 3 months, 3,000 miles.
Oh, my.
Okay, engine, transmission. The only cars we don't warranty are your sports cars. I don't want to be responsible on how you drive those V8 Challengers, Hellcats, what have you. Folks, I've been to Midnight Madness, and I've seen dealer plates going down the track and temp tags. So, and on top of all that, even though customers are never obligated to buy those ancillary products, gap protection, extended warranty, and so many others, I will tell you we 100% endorse those two products, gap protection and extended warranties. Earlier you mentioned I'm a family man.
Okay, gap protection.
Yes.
Explain gap protection.
So gap protection is, it's a law to carry full coverage insurance on your car. It's actually a great time to talk about this because we're talking about prices are at an all-time high. So when you purchase a car today, pick a number, just a random number between 1 through
15,000.
60. 15,000. No, 1 through 60.
30.
30, fantastic. So you're 30 months into your loan. You're driving home, a deer jumps out in front of you, totals your car. Now you're okay, your family's okay, but your car's totaled.
Yes.
You're excited, that's what you have insurance for. You're inconvenienced, but you're hoping your insurance covers the cost of your car.
Yes.
Well, it's no secret cars depreciate.
Sure.
Okay, here's where gap protection comes into play. Mm-hmm. 30 months you're into your loan, say you owe $10,000 on your car, mm-hmm. Your insurance company's all excited, say, hey, great news for you, here's a check for $8,000.
Yeah.
Are you excited about that?
No.
Because there's a $2,000 responsibility left. That's where gap insurance steps into play.
Ah,
okay.
Nice.
So now when you go to purchase your next car, you're starting at an even slate. It takes that fear of depreciation away or trying to carry that excess money over.
What was the other term you suggested?
Besides an extended warranty.
Okay.
We also own a repair shop in East Alton, Trust Family Auto Services.
Uh-huh.
Told you my oldest is 30. He's out there. He's working it. So we're legit family business.
Great.
Okay. But, you know, one of the biggest things that I've seen through my 30 plus years in the business, EPA, federal, all these regulations, cars are not built the same as they once were. There's so many sensors. There's so many different things to put that product out there today. And I encourage anybody who's listening, be protected.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not just protecting your car, you're protecting your investment. You know, yeah. It's a reality that in some situations, if the customer's car is not running, they're not wanting to make their payments.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have that same understanding that I entered a contract and I'm obligated to pay whether it's running or not. So with these extended warranties, the consumer is inconvenienced. However, they're protected.
Yes.
And I want you to know what a big role extended warranties play in today's cars. Even something new that I've never seen. They cover catalytic converters.
Ah, really? I'll be darned.
And that's huge in the car industry because before it's usually engine, transmission, air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Now your extended warranty companies are stepping up to the game. I give them credit where some wear and tear items are covered because usually that's not a thing.
Well, that is great. Anything else you'd like to add to this interview this morning? Anything that we've missed?
I would absolutely love to say for all those who listened to the entire interview, I appreciate this opportunity to be on air with Jerseyville. We're straight down 67 right off of Godfrey Road. And the number one thing, I thank Jesus Christ, and I'd love an opportunity to earn your business.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it, Brian.
So appreciate it.
Have a great day, and we'll see you around. I'll stop in and say hi.
Look forward to it.
All right. Take care.
You.